Jim Cunningham with you for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Violinist Nicola Benedetti is back in town after her first visit in March of 2011. She brings the Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. Kazem Abdullah conducts. Nicola has recently released an album titled Silver Violin, featuring film music. In 2012, she won the Classical Brit Award for the Best Female Artist.
What do you love about it, the Tchaikovsky Concerto?
It is so long and varied and complex, and the range of different characters, the range used within the instrument, it doesn't really leave anything on the floor. It's like everything is in there, everything you could ask from a concerto. Even just the fact of every melody being spun from the lowest register to the highest register, to the point where you're managing to satisfy all the different variations and contrasts of the instrument. And then I think it's orchestrated so well that you're not overwhelmed by the accompaniment. And there's that, you know, delicate, just offbeat, occasional little hint of a counter melody coming from one of the winds or from the cello section, or it's a huge pleasure to have the central part in a piece as great as that.
Nicola Benedetti at Heinz Hall with the Pittsburgh Symphony. She's about to play Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Tchaikovsky's D major concerto was written in 1878 after a three-week disaster of a marriage that brought Tchaikovsky to consider doing himself in. Tchaikovsky had started working on a piano sonata. At the same time, he heard some music by Édouard Lalo, the Symphonie Espagnole, written for Pablo de Sarasate. Tchaikovsky loved it so much, it inspired him to write his own violin concerto. He completed the concerto in D in less than a month. Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky sent his violin concerto to Leopold Auer to check it out. Auer was a friend who headed the violin department at the St. Petersburg Conservatory. He was also court violinist to the Tsar. Auer returned it to Tchaikovsky, saying it was unplayable. It was 3 years before the music was ever performed in public. In 1879, Tchaikovsky's former colleague from the Moscow Conservatory, Adolf Brodsky, picked up the piece. 2 years later, he convinced Hans Richter to include it in his concerts with the Vienna Philharmonic. The Vienna Philharmonic didn't care for it. It was hissed at its debut. Brodsky stood by the Tchaikovsky Concerto. He continued to play it around Europe, and it slowly began to grow in popularity. Ironically, Leopold Auer, who first rejected it, eventually began including it in his repertoire and teaching it to his students. Here is Kazem Abdullah to conduct the Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto in D major, Opus 35, with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Nicola Benedetti.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Violin Concerto in D Major by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with Kazem Abdullah making his Heinz Hall debut. He was joined by soloist Nicola Benedetti.
It's one of the most exciting, exhilarating, challenging concertos out there. He really knew how to write a great piece of music with all the integrity you could ask for. But one that people can't get enough of. It's an absolute hit with all audiences.
Do you remember the first time you played it?
Oh, yes.
Where and when?
14 or 15, in a church in North London. I had a disaster with my dress. Yeah, my dress sort of half fell down.
They call it a costume malfunction in this country.
A costume malfunction, that's what happened. So I will never, forever, ever forget that performance.
Well, I'm sorry that there's an unhappy memory associated
with it. No, it's not
really
unhappy. It's funny in hindsight. But yeah, that it was quite dramatic, actually. Because the difficulty with that piece is that you never stop playing in the first movement. So you have the entire exposition, which is long, and you don't have a half bar where you put your violin down. You have like maybe maximum two beats. It's not enough time to, you know, adjust anything. Mm-hmm. Then you have one tutti and then you play again and then another tutti and then that's it. For the next 10 minutes you're playing again. So it wasn't very easy for me to sort of work out what to do.
Nicola Benedetti at Heinz Hall, having played the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto, first heard in Pittsburgh in November of 1899 at Carnegie Music Hall, with Victor Herbert conducting and soloist Alexander Pechnikov. This Heinz Hall audience is on their feet. They want to hear more from Nicola Benedetti, and she is raising the instrument to her chin.
Thank you.
An encore from Nicola Benedetti. Having played the Tchaikovsky Concerto with Kazem Abdullah and the Pittsburgh Symphony, she played the Saraband from the Partita No. 2 in D minor by Johann Sebastian Bach, his BWV 1004.
I never forget the very first time I heard the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. It was in Vienna. I was doing my debut there, and they had a performance the next evening. And they were in the concert house, and I went to hear them. We're doing Brahms' Third Symphony and Brahms' Fourth Symphony. And I still remember the physical feeling of where I was sitting in the concert hall, how I felt watching them. I was so in awe of the sound of the bass in their sound. It's, I don't mean the literal bass. I mean like the basis of their entire sound is one that is so fulfilling to hear it. It's almost got like an old, very relaxed quality about it. And I'll never forget that first experience, and my experience since then has just, it's been just an honor for me to play with the orchestra. And I really, I'm, for me personally, I'm such a fan of them and such a fan of their sound and their type of expression, type of interpretation, and it's an extra wonderful experience for me.
After packing her instrument case, Nicola Benedetti has agreed to take part in QED Night at the Symphony with our guest conductor Kazem Abdullah. They'll join listeners just a few blocks away from Heinz Hall at Valozzi's restaurant to talk over the Tchaikovsky. Jim Cunningham with you. I like to think that every Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcast is a lift for the spirits. The Pittsburgh Symphony offers special concerts each season in a series called Music for the Spirit. Some are at Heinz Hall and others occur around town in churches, synagogues, and other interesting community spots. Last season, the orchestra gathered the largest choir ever assembled to sing at the Peterson Events Center on the University of Pittsburgh campus. It's the home of the Pitt Panthers basketball team. This season, the orchestra performed at the East Liberty Presbyterian Church. In May of 2012, the Pittsburgh Symphony played a Music for the Spirit concert at Rodef Shalom Temple in Oakland. Manfred Honeck conducted the Chichester Psalms by Leonard Bernstein with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh and countertenor Andre Nemzer. Leonard Bernstein stated explicitly that the part for countertenor may be sung by either a countertenor or a boy soprano, but never by a woman. This was to reinforce the liturgical meaning of the passage, perhaps to suggest that the 23rd Psalm, a Psalm of David from the Hebrew Bible, was to be heard as if sung by the boy David himself. The text was arranged by Bernstein from the Psalms in the original Hebrew. Part 1 uses Psalms 100 and 108. Part 2 uses the 2nd and 23rd Psalms. The music was commissioned for the 1965 Southern Cathedrals Festival at Chichester Cathedral by the cathedral's organist, John Birch. The world premiere took place at the Philharmonic Hall in New York City on July 15, 1965, with Leonard Bernstein conducting. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, and countertenor Andre Nemzer, the first and second sections of the Chichester Psalms by Leonard Bernstein. You heard the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Manfred Honeck, from the Music for the Spirit Festival at Rodef Shalom Temple in May of 2012. It was music by Leonard Bernstein, parts 1 and 2 of the Chichester Psalms, sung by the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh. In part 1, we heard the Psalms 100 and 108. In part 2, we heard the Psalm of David, Psalm 23. The Song of David was sung by Andre Nemser, countertenor. The men's theme, sung by the Mendelssohn Choir, was adapted from material that was cut out of West Side Story. Countertenor Andre Nemser is a winner of the 2012 Metropolitan Opera National Council Grand Finals. He's a native of Moscow, Russia. He began his studies at the Moscow Choir College, after which he became a touring soloist with the Moscow Choir under the direction of Viktor Popov. He participated in the Russian premiere of Mozart's Masonic Cantatas at Moscow Conservatory's Great Hall with pianist and conductor Mikhail Pletnev. Andre Nemser completed studies for an artist diploma at Duquesne University here in Pittsburgh. He is a soloist and choir member of the Third Presbyterian Church at 5th and Negley Avenues in Shadyside, and he's the principal soloist of the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh. Even though this Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcast began with Johannes Brahms' tragic overture, we hope your spirits have been lifted through Bernstein's Chichester Psalms, the Matthias Dermaler Symphony, and Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto from Nicola Benedetti. I'm Jim Cunningham with an invitation to write. I hope you will stay in touch. I would like to send you the Pittsburgh Symphony Reading Light. It's a free souvenir of our time together. The Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light fits in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, and it magnifies small print. The radio guide includes a complete list of all the programs in the series and a color photograph of the orchestra on stage at Heinz Hall with principal viola Randolph Kelly. He's just behind music director Manfred Honeck. They're both smiling broadly. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Include your address. Let me know what station you're listening to. Our address, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. Visit the website at pittsburghsymphonyradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. The digital production engineer and coordinating producer of Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is Brian Savar. Recording producer and editor, Ricardo Schultz. Scriptwriter, Paula Toth. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the members of Classical QED 89.3.
Public Radio International.